Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I am one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here as always, my co-host and buddy in person,
Graham K. I'm in Los Angeles. That's Woo. In California. We're in, actually not in Los Angeles, we're in Burbank.
Beautiful Burbank.
I don't lie to you. We're at the Burbank Marriott Airport Hotel. I have a window. I have a full wall of curtain in my room, and then you pull back the curtain, and it is 4/5 concrete wall and a little tiny window. It's a big trick.
I walked in. I'm like, let's open this up a little bit. You're like, go ahead. You just let me fall for it.
And when you open it up, you can see a multi-level gray concrete parking garage for the airport.
You can also see the back of the facade of a Del strip
Taco?
Mall. Yeah, maybe it's Del Taco.
Del Taco.
It's being held up with 2x4s.
Yes.
That epitomizes California.
It's good to be back in California is what I'm trying to say.
It's good to have you back, man.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be here. I'm taping something for NBC, the National Broadcasting Corporation. And
It's nice.
I can't say exactly what it is or what I'm doing yet.
By the time I edit this, it'll be out. Everybody will know.
Yeah, you take your time.
1 week. It takes 1 week.
But yeah, no, it's good to be in LA. I was by the pool the other day. That's nice. You know, there's some palm trees. Can't complain. Did some work. You know,
it's a little chilly for LA today. 65, maybe 64, which
chilly.
Is freezing compared to
New York weather here. but the other days were nice. I can't complain.
Nah, it's great. They fly. It's always nice when they bring you out here. It's totally a different experience.
Yeah, they put you up at a Marriott.
Well, that's better than
someone's
couch. I just found out
I can't collect the points, though.
Oh, it's someone's credit card, right?
Yeah. But you do get points, I learned, if you ask them not to clean your room. You get 500 points a day.
What? Is that true?
Yes.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. It's looked better. It's looked better in here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's just a little nugget, guys, for Marriott Bonvoy people out there. 500 extra points a day.
Woo, baby.
If you go,
became
every,
a points guy.
Every 3 days, they have to clean your room.
Yeah, they want to make sure you're still alive.
They go, whoa.
Maybe he's making a meth lab in there. we'll keep our 500 points today.
I feel like, you know what that giant curtain would be that's against the wall? It would be good to like hide from like the Nazis or something.
I think you would protrude out a little bit because it's right up against the wall. They really did a number on it. It really looks like, yeah, because they could have done a curtain that's like 5 feet wide. Instead, they did a 12-foot curtain.
Yep.
So you 100% think that that's covering something besides a wall. Not covering the wall.
No.
But it's very clever. Very clever. It gives the illusion of space.
Yeah, it does.
Surprised the whole room's not mirrors.
Yeah. It's a nice room, though.
It is nice. Popcorn ceilings. They're going all out.
Yeah. That's in now. Did you know that?
Is it really?
Oh, they're big on popcorn. Everyone wants popcorn ceilings.
Everything old is new again. Fair enough. Fair enough. We're kind of bearing the lead. You got 1 foot in operation still.
Oh, yeah. So I'm out here for this taped comedy thing, and 2 days before I was supposed to come, I broke my foot playing basketball. Trying to get in shape to look nice on camera.
If you didn't have bad luck, you'd have no luck at all, buddy.
It's true. I was lying on the ground, and I was like, this is typical. On my way there, I was like, you know, Graham, take it easy. You know, you probably shouldn't play basketball because you're about to be on camera. What if you get a black eye, I thought to myself.
A black eye.
What, maybe, you know, and then a broken foot. I've never broken a foot playing basketball.
Do you take it off for the taping, or what do you do?
No, I clip-clap out there with my
perfect
with my my crutches. I'm on crutches. I don't have a boot. I can't put any weight on it. So
what's the prognosis?
4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
You know, it's been almost 2 weeks.
By the time it airs, you'll be out of the boot.
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly the time I'll be here.
Oh, man. I feel like I have terrible luck. And I got to be honest, it's not great. However,
yeah,
physically,
yeah,
I feel great. I feel great.
I feel like
we should be like a weird Trading Places situation.
You're older
like
than me. You should be broken.
A lot older.
You're never broken. I was thinking about this in the past 5 years. I've broken 4 things playing basketball. Broken rib. I've broken a finger.
Crazy.
And I've broken a big toe, and now my ankle. So just I think it's time to hang him up.
I think you're going to have to switch to riding a stationary bike.
It sucks, dude. I miss basketball already. You know, I'll tell you something. I was playing my best ball of my life.
You were saying that. I was looking forward to playing with you out here.
Yeah.
And hurting you myself.
Yeah.
Not feet, just feelings.
Man, I was good. I was excited to come out here and show everyone my stuff.
I wonder if you got to drink more milk or something. Brittle bones. I don't know. If you were a fantasy hockey player, the fans would be pissed at you. You're right.
They'd be really pissed.
Yeah.
I've always been a Band-Aid, though.
That's funny because he looks the part, ladies and gentlemen. 100% looks like a hockey athlete. I would not mess with him. But then I hear the stories. I'm like, man, I take my chances.
Punch
arms.
A hole in me.
Broken both arms. You'd probably punch me really hard, break a hand.
Yes.
On my jaw.
Certainly. Guys, this is the Comedian's Guide to Autism and Getting Older. Over there is Kirk Smith. He has an autistic son who's got to be 20, right?
20. 20 on the nose, buddy.
Holy jumping.
21 this year. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. My brother, 33, 34. Everyone's aging.
Time, man.
He has autism, and we're trying to figure it out. Yeah, and I don't know. How's JJ?
JJ's good. I'm trying to put together my summer travel, and so my parents want to come see him. My dad hasn't seen him now, and I think it'll be 2 years of summer.
Wow. Do you think he will remember your dad?
I think so. You know, he does nonverbal, so it's mostly just eye contact and smiles, but I think so. He definitely remembers my mom. You know, my dad's very old school man, so there's a lot of standing quietly and not talking.
Yeah.
But my mom interacts with him a little bit more, and you got to kind of get in his face and like really try to force him to interact. And so, yeah, I think so. August. I don't think I'm going to do Edinburgh this year, so I'm scheduling it around that time, the time I usually go to Edinburgh. And looking at cruises.
You do the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Yeah, I didn't do it this year. I think I didn't like the venue they offered me. So I said, give it the old pass. Give it the old passerooski this year. But I think he's doing good. I think he's doing good.
You talk to him every day still?
I try to talk to him every day. It's been a little slow lately. He's been a little hard to get a hold of. But and the Australia thing hurt me. But it ends up being closer to 4 or 5 times a week. Yeah. Australia thing was tough with the time difference. But and I'm back on a boat Thursday. So, but yeah, we'll try to do that 10 a.m. little ring ding. That's it. He's doing good. How about Pete? How's he doing? Does he reference the fact that your parents were gone for 2 months? Is that registered that was like an important milestone, or how does he see that?
No. I think he relishes that they're gone.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think views it as a milestone, but yeah, he's, like I said, I think he got lonely in his own way, but he's doing the same. I wish I had more to report. I asked him yesterday if he was excited about the new Star Wars coming out. He didn't know and didn't care to know.
Okay.
Yep. He's like, saga was complete, whatever, dude. Like, he just,
right.
You know, it's hard to find stuff to connect with him.
Yep.
But I guess that happens with everybody.
Let me ask you this. If you send him a clip of you on NBC on this new show, does it register that, like, that's a milestone for your career? Does he care? Or is he like, this isn't Star Wars, this isn't real? Or how does it work?
That's a good question, actually. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Has he ever seen any of your footage performing?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. It's just something, it's weird. I never even thought about that until you brought it up right now. I never showed him me being on Colbert. I never shared that with him. I think that might be on me.
I think you should share it.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see what I checked in a hotel and I'm flipping through and you were on TV. I think I told you I posted on Insta.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was doing some show somewhere and I'm flipping through. And there's Graham in a full suit yelling at somebody. It was great. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it's funny when you see your Canadian friends, like when I go up there, I forget. I saw Darren Rose once. I'm not looking. I'm just flipping through.
Oh, yeah, in Canada. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw you and I saw somebody else too. Was it Nussbaum? I can't remember. One more person.
Yeah, I have like 5 TV sets up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm on there.
You're definitely on there. I'd be curious to send them.
0 residuals.
Yeah, you should send him a clip. See what he says. See if he's interested even or if he's down at all or yeah.
you know, I told him I was doing these things, and he always just goes, he doesn't really understand.
Right.
He
if
just
you
goes,
sent him
he
the
goes
link,
like,
he
goes,
might be like,
oh. Yeah, I don't know if he knows how to open a link. I'll try.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point.
I don't know.
I see. Should we do in the news?
We could do in the news. I sent him a picture the other day.
Okay.
Oh, I sent him a picture because he's not a big texter. And I sent him a picture of me in Honduras playing with monkeys.
Oh, nice.
And then I walked him through over the phone, opening up, finding where the messages were and opening up the picture. And he thought that was pretty cool that we were talking about monkeys. And I was like, I'll send you the picture. He was like, oh, okay, I don't know, because, you know, he's like, oh, it's going to be complicated. And then he opened it up, and he was like, oh, this is awesome.
I think you should next time you call him.
And then we had a Simpsons riff about the helper monkey,
ooh,
Mojo.
Nice.
Pray for Mojo.
You should send him a link to, like, here's the last thing I did on TV.
I should, yeah. I should. I don't know. That'd be fun. I don't know, it's a good suggestion.
I'm just curious, yeah, if he's like, if you'd be interested.
Maybe we'll do it next episode.
Not a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Not a terrible idea.
I'm full of good ones, Kirk.
You're full of it.
It's good to see you, buddy.
It's good to see you. It's
we're
weird.
Doing this in person.
I know, we're not talking over each other as much.
Yeah, he's not talking over as much. And usually we do it on Skype, and I can just, you're not looking at me, and you're just like, you're just looking
it's
off.
A lot of rubbing your
a
head.
A lot of rubbing your forehead. If it's just, we're always on Skype, and it's just him leaning forward, rubbing his forehead, going, I got to wake up at 5 in the morning, and I booked a gig at 3 a.m. I shouldn't have done that.
That sounds about right.
I'm out of gas. My car is out of gas, and there's always some weird self-made problem you have.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. I got the worst luck with myself screwing myself.
Now that feels Freudian. I gotta be honest. That feels like you're speaking about your foot.
Well, true. Isn't Freudian when you wanna? I think it's a misuse of Freudian.
Is Freudian like you? I don't know. Maybe that's.
It's when you want to be with your mom, or your dad.
No, doesn't Freudian mean like you're putting me into the situation that you're experiencing? Oh man, am I gonna look this up? I shouldn't look this up. Should I look this up while we're on the air?
I can fill in.
Okay,
while you look it up. So, guys, how are you doing? Watching you try and look something up, your mouth is open, which is not good. It means you're struggling. Are you trying to figure out how to spell Freud?
Okay. Any more?
Let's just move on. This
okay,
is too
fair
long.
Enough. Okay, Freudian slip, also called blah, 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 an errant speech or memory of physical action that occurs due to the interface of an unconscious, subtle wish or internal train of thought.
The hell does that mean?
Like you're thinking about what you did to yourself and you're saying I did it, but didn't you do that to yourself too?
So you were right.
I don't know if I'm right. Maybe I'm using it wrong.
Yeah, I think you're just twisting it.
I could be wrong. I'm usually wrong. Listen, if you could survey six of the women I've dated over the course of my life, you'd for sure say they'll be like, yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah, you really lure them in.
How I get dates at all is amazing. I got to be honest.
Hey, let's talk about, we have some big news, big giveaway.
Ooh, good idea.
Let's talk about that.
Guys, we've got 5 copies of United in Autism. It's a book. That it's an anthology of different stories of hope and encouragement.
And and you wrote a part of it. You wrote a chapter in it.
I did.
Yeah, and what's the name of the book again?
I was a contributor. I think it was contributing in number 4 and...
Chapter 4?
Chapter 4, I think. And the name of the book, which I should have at hand...
You're in the book! You've said it before on this podcast multiple times.
It's United in Autism, I believe. But now that you ask me...
The woman who wrote the book who asked you to be in it is probably listening to this very episode.
It's United in Autism. I'm just being silly. Yeah, it's United in Autism, and it's a Julie. Julie put it together, and it's a...
Julie who?
Hornock. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but H-O-R-N-O-K.
Yeah, Hornock.
And, that's the part of the book tour we did where I was in all those different cities... Doing
my best
shows.
Friend from high school, his name is Jeff Hornung, so maybe they're related.
Maybe.
It's absolutely not.
No, they both start
maybe
with H.
Maybe they know each other.
Sure.
Maybe they're brother and sister.
That part I'm not positive. But
Julie
yeah.
Hornock, United in Autism. It's available on Amazon. Where else can they find it?
All the fine bookstores. I believe it is available in all the fine bookstores. And it's just series of... she put together an anthology of writers that she found their stories inspiring. Mm-hmm. And I wrote one of the chapters.
It is one of the things that... that we try and do on this podcast is create a resource for parents, people living with autism in their families that isn't depressing. And I think it's a lovely idea for a book. And I think there'll be a lot of good chapters in there. Skip there number are. Four. a lot of misspellings, run-on sentences.
You're not wrong. A lot of head rubbing.
Like way too much basketball talk off the top. That's kind of how we do things around here.
Brutal.
But anyway, yeah, no.
Friends
so
friends like these, who needs enemies?
Here is the giveaway. The giveaway is this. We have 5 copies of this lovely book, and we are going to give them away gratis, free. You can have it. We will mail it to you. And all you have to do is the first people to give us a review, 5 first people to give us a review on iTunes.
A good one would be nice.
On iTunes, good or bad. We prefer good.
Good's always nice.
Give 5-star review and then you write a review, all right?
It could be 5 words. Hey, yes. I really enjoyed this.
After we post this episode, we will be checking diligently. Our team, our crack team, research team, will be checking diligently. And
I'm the crack team, aren't
yep.
I?
Cracking,
I figured.
Cracking at splitting at the seams.
I'm the crackhead team.
Yeah. Well, you have all the books.
Yeah. Well, we do need to figure out how to get a hold of these people. Like, if someone writes a review, like, hey, this is Jan Smith. I thought this was great. Then how do we know where to mail it? Do this. You write your review and then drop me a message on social media of your...
Yeah, screen grab of the review.
Yeah.
And say, this is who I am.
And send it to me on Instagram or Facebook or anything. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, boom, you get a free book. Very easy way to get a book.
Very easy
way to help out our podcast.
Yeah.
We're giving you a free book for doing something good, for doing charity. Helping us out is charity. Not for people with autism, but mainly just Kirk and I.
2 charity cases. Fair enough. That's charity. That's my stripper name. Yeah. Do we miss anything? I think that's great.
That is a good name for a stripper.
Yeah, charity, right?
For one that isn't good looking. This is for charity, guys.
Give it for charity.
Yep.
Hey, guys, give it up for charity. She's doing her best out there. Yeah. Stripping's hard. This took a real turn. This
yeah,
took
a real dark turn. Darker.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Guys, I have...
I will say somebody... Oh, sorry to cut you off. I was just going to say that the person who pointed out that I said annual incorrectly a couple episodes ago, thank you. I apologize for that, and I'll try to keep it clean.
I think it's good that they corrected you. You can't go your whole life saying the wrong thing. Do you know that I was like 25 when I realized an awning was not a yawning? I said like yawning, and nobody, I thought they were both called a yawning.
That's funny.
No one corrected me once. I was like, I don't know how old I was. I might have been like 21, 20. I was way too old. I was like a full-on adult being like, yeah, this is working at a restaurant, being like, let's roll down this yawning.
I pronounced it without a U and a second N, so yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a lot.
Annual. There we go.
And then filthy. Well, I used to say filthy.
Filthy?
And no one corrected me.
Well, I shouldn't make fun of you. I used to think that it was, you know, the expression dog eat dog world?
Yeah.
I thought it was a doggy dog world because of Snoop. I thought he wrote this song called Doggy Dog.
Yeah.
And so it was a doggy dog world.
Sure.
Which made more sense than 2 dogs eating each other.
Yes. That's a horrific image.
Yeah. Some dogs eating another dog? Gross.
It's probably you as a little kid being like, I like doggy dog.
Yeah, it's
That's
doggy
fun.
Dog.
Doggy dog.
It's a doggy dog world. You know, all my dogs.
Yes, 2 dogs ripping each other apart world.
Yeah, that makes no sense. I don't know any dogs that eat dog. Anyway. So, again, this podcast is for charity.
Yeah.
So, if you give that review, consider that your good act for the week.
Yeah. Get a free book.
Free book.
Kirk's going to pay for the shipping. Too.
Well, I don't want to disclose how it's going to done, but Julie's taking care of that, I believe. I'm going to give these names to Julie, and Julie's going to drop ship them. Julie Hornock, the sister of your friend.
Yeah.
Oh, Julie, we love you.
Yes.
And we're just teasing. Should we do a little news before wrap this up? Because we're 20 minutes. Yeah, let's do this. This is in Spectrum News, which I don't know if you noticed. It's taken over our podcast. Somehow we've done every third story seems like it's Spectrum News.
Well, it's the number one autism publication that's online that we look at.
You needed that last caveat for sure that we look at. In autism, depression takes on unusual forms. Depression may show up as insomnia and restlessness in children with autism rather as the more common feelings of sadness, a new study suggests. Estimates of the prevalence of depression in the autism range from 10% to 72%. Still, a 2005 study found that only half of autistic individuals who took their own lives had been diagnosed with depression, suggesting that the depression had gone undetected. Depression's unique...
We talked about that specifically.
Yeah. Depression, suicide,
in the past 20 episodes at some point. But yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a new twist.
So here's the new twist. Depression's unique presentation in autistic people may explain why clinicians sometimes miss it, said lead researcher George Anderson. Oh, what an easy name. Senior research scientist.
Anderson. You know how to say Anderson.
Yeah, it's Swedish. Anderson. Yeah. Anderson. Senior research scientist at the Yale Child Study Center. The results suggest that alleviating sleep problems and restlessness could ease depression in autistic children. Restlessness and insomnia seem to be more important for understanding depression in kids with autism than other siblings, said Maddie Servin, a clinical psychologist at the Lund University in Sweden. I know where that is, Lund. Anyway, central features. Anderson's team analyzed data from 118 children with autism and 2016 controls aged 9 to 13, and matched for intelligence. The autistic children participated in training programs for social skills in Netherlands. All the children, along with their parents of the autistic children, filled out a 47-item questionnaire that assessed depression, anxiety, and obsessive-compulsive behavior. The researchers flagged 34, or 29%, of the autistic children for depression, compared with 267, or 13%, of controls. They then used statistical techniques to look for the links between 10 aspects of depression and 4 aspects of anxiety. The analysis connects aspects that tend to co-occur, such as insomnia, separation anxiety, and shows how often they show up together. Those with the most connections are most likely to be the most central to the condition and should offer targets for treatment, said Anderson. Overall, the individuals experiencing depression differently than most people do. Depression is also more closely related to features of anxiety in children with autism than in controls. I'm going to jump ahead again. The analysis provides evidence of the additional difficulties autistic children are facing, she said. However, the results capture only what the children experience at one point in time and do not offer clues to their mental state at other times. Servin said, to find a dynamic, you need to follow these traits over time and see how one affects the other. The researchers are repeating the analysis with data from a long-term study of autistic children to see what aspects of depression emerge first. What do you think, bud?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of my brother. I wonder how much he sleeps. I know he has a lot of trouble sleeping. And
My son has a terrible time sleeping. It's something we've always struggled with.
And sleep, and you wonder if it's a cause or an effect,
right?
Because
sleep helps you reset your brain. And like, remember we did that article where when you sleep, it helps clear the fluid there is in your brain between your. We did this. I should look through and listen to my own podcast again. But that the sleep helps you clear your mind, literally. Of whatever, so it can like reset.
Yeah. The buildup of
something. Yeah. Man, yeah. We should have named this Two Idiots Guide to Autism. We really could have.
Yeah, it's assumed at this point.
If you've listened this far, I think this is episode 176 or 177.
It's called the Comic Comedian's Guide to Autism. I'm sure people are like, well.
Comedian's Code for Dumb.
Yeah.
Comedian's Code for Idiot. Yeah.
Oh my God, your first swear. How many episodes have we done?
176, and I will edit that.
No.
I'll at least mute it so the kids listen to their parents. Don't, yeah.
Kirk said ass.
Said dumb bottom, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's in the Bible. It is talks about a donkey.
See?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
If you've learned anything, you know this now. Kirk does know bad words.
I'm upset I just said the A word because I would have had one up on you because I haven't sworn yet in 170.
I'm going to edit yours too.
Now we're tied.
I edit them both. I always edit them. Got to drop that volume real quick. Well, I think it's interesting. We'd be interested to hear from you guys what your personal experience is with restlessness and insomnia as it relates to your loved one with autism.
Yeah. I know my brother goes to bed early, wakes up early. But he's like not sleeping. His sleep patterns are weird. You know, so are mine. I don't know. But as I think I'm starting to realize I might have a tinge, you know?
Oh, yeah, you for sure, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just playing with you, but it's not an insult. I mean,
it's not an insult.
And I posted actually on my Facebook yesterday, and my Facebook's almost full. So I'm moving over to my Facebook friends page, but I'm going to repost it. But it talks about the spectrum being not linear like a line. Instead, it's like a circular.
Sure.
And so like there's five different aspects of autism, whether it's social anxiety or eye contact. And so a lot of us suffer or deal with a certain part of it. So we might deal with maybe not the social anxiety, but the other part. Let me pull this up. Can you stall again?
Well, since you're going to edit all the swears, you might as well just edit out this awkward pause.
Yeah, it talks about, I pulled it up here. So it talks about the different, so there's language, motor skills, perception, executive function, and the last one's hard to read, sensory. So obviously my son struggles with language and sensory. He does not struggle with motor skills. He's very good balance. He can ride a scooter. He can ride a skateboard. A little bit of skateboard.
Yeah, but he's not. His motor skills aren't as good as someone else's.
His motor skills are better than his sister's, who doesn't have autism. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he can ride a. He's been able to ride a scooter since he was like three. He has great balance and coordination. So I think there's different. Now, executive function obviously he struggles with, and sensory struggles with. So he struggles with a lot of these, but motor skills. I mean, some of his motor skills aren't great, but I mean he can navigate a phone. He can navigate a.
Sure.
Types he can, so he's got some fine motor skills and he's got some. What are the ones that are opposite of fine? Gross motor skills. Yeah. But I wouldn't say you suffer from language issues or sensory issues, right? Or motor skill issues, really.
Me?
Yeah, you're just like Mr. Glass, though. You just break with contact.
Yeah.
Sorry, I feel bad for you, buddy. I can't believe the luck that it broke this week. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Maybe you get that sympathy vote.
Maybe.
You're not just some tall, handsome, heterosexual man. You're the tall, handsome, heterosexual man with a broken leg.
Yeah.
Broken leg, broken heart. Maybe the lady's like, I can fix him.
Straight white men are out of, they're not in vogue right now.
Well, nobody's looking for him, I'll tell you that.
For showbiz. So now I'm no longer a straight white man.
Okay.
I have a broken leg.
Fair enough. Yeah. I think that's great.
I'm exotic.
My outsides are fine. Heart's been broken a dozen times, but outsides, no feet, no legs, nothing.
Ah, whatever. Life is life. You can't complain.
It's not a big deal. You're doing great, buddy. I'm excited for
you. It's not a big deal. It's just a broken foot. I'll be back. I have health care. Thank you, Obama. And
keep an eye on that for the NBC show that's coming out about comedy.
The what?
I was telling our fans to keep an eye out for you on NBC. You're coming.
Oh,
on
yeah,
NBC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please do. And also donate to us on patreon.com/autastic so we can afford our health care. it really helps.
Check us out online. Guys, I'm at Kirksmith Comedy on all your social media. I've started sharing these little videos. If you could hit on Instagram and Facebook, if you could hit that share button on Facebook and share it. And if you could hit that
like and comment.
Like and share and comment.
On Instagram. You can't really share on Instagram.
Yeah, you can. You can add it to your stories now.
Oh, you can add it to your stories.
Yeah, if you could add it to your stories, it's that little, looks like a little arrow, guys. I hired a guy to explain how Instagram works. That's how I know that.
You just taught me. How'd you teach me about Instagram? This is not good.
It's a sign of the apocalypse.
Yeah, I'm at Instagram K, InstaGramKay, Graham like the cracker, K like the jeweler, at Instagram K, and at Mr. Graham K on Twitter. Come find me. Be my pal. Follow me on Facebook. Okay, thanks for listening.
Have a great week, guys. You can do it.